Are you ready?
You are listening to Digital Pratik's podcast, where you're going to learn digital marketing for free every single day. I keep on learning every single day something new. I keep on applying that something new which I have learned in my life, and I'll keep on sharing that something new which I have learned and applied, and maybe I got some awesome results. So the first question which they have told me is, how did you get your idea for this business? Now, if I tell you, I am currently not running any business kind of thing. Like whatever I'm doing online, people think that it's my business. But to be honest, very, very honest, like as of now, I'm recording this particular episode. Today it is 26th March 2019. And as of now, I don't have any registered company. I'm a purely into digital marketing consultancy. I have digital marketing clients. I am known for personal branding. I do a lot of content every single day on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, podcast, and various other platforms which are working in the time right now, and obviously which are going to be working in the future. So if I talk about one word, if I say in one word what is my business is content. And if two words, it is personal branding or personal brand. I'm purely into growing my own personal brand. Now, the reason why EO India connected with me is because of my content. They approached me because if there was no content of me, then probably I might not be over here talking in front of you guys. So that's the thing. So I'm into a content business, which brings people to come in touch with me with different opportunities. Like EO India came in touch with me, like my clients who keep on watching my content somewhere. I do paid ads and things like that. So if I tell you that how did I get this idea of content, I will go back in my call center days, because I don't know if you are aware about, maybe these guys might just write in written form as well, but I'm a 3 times dropout by choice from engineering background, especially the final year of engineering, back in the days of 2009-10-11-ish, where I took 3 consecutive drops, and those were because of my family reasons. Then I was not able to actually modulate the signals over here with respect to engineering, though I was a scholar for the initial 4-5 semesters, but then I couldn't do that. And meanwhile, one of my friends, Soham Natwani, who was there in the college, he handed me this book called Rich Dad Poor Dad. I'm sure you must be knowing that book from Robert Kiyosaki. So I read that Rich Dad Poor Dad book. I read Cash Flow Quadrants, and then something over here shifted. Like as Bob Proctor says, very well says that the paradigms, all right? What is a paradigm? Paradigm is a multitude of habit, all right? So anything which you do with repetition again and again, again and again, again and again, creates a habit. Now, multitude of habits is a paradigm. So over here, there was something like a paradigm which was for like 9-to-5 culture, or maybe getting a job after doing engineering, or getting a good degree, making your parents happy by just having a degree certificate. All those paradigms started shifting for me when I started reading these kind of management books. And that's where like all these internet thing came in front of me. So while I was just sitting on my friend's laptop, and I was just searching how to make money online. I don't know how, but yes, I searched for that. I saw a banner, how to make money online. And finally, I clicked on that. It was 2012-ish, I suppose, where I saw this Empower Network. There was a company at that point in time which was like booming for next 2 years, 2013-14. And all the internet marketers were promoting this product. I clicked on that. $25 was the entry product. And I just borrowed $25 from my friend's credit card. And obviously I lost that, because what I thought was, after just investing $25, I would be able to make money online, because there was a guy known Vic Streisers. If you know Vic Streisers, then Vic Streisers is a guy who at that point in time generated $720,000 in just 28 days. And I also thought like that, all right, as a newbie. And I'm sure if you are into this field of internet or somewhere, you must have gone through this phase, all right? So finally, I started realizing that I have to be very, very patient. It is gonna be a long-term journey. I started learning from Google and YouTube, various different courses, free courses, paid courses. And I'm truly grateful for my friends who always supported me some or the other ways when it comes to finance, maybe house bills, rent bills, food bills. And I slowly and steadily started doing all of those things. And at that point in time, one of my friends gifted me a book on my birthday, which was The Power, all right? And followed by that, I also read The Secret and then The Magic. And I went through that 28 days magical journey of The Magic, where all it happened over here. All right, and that's where I started realizing that I should be starting with content. All right, there was no term in my mind like content, but I started recording myself
in the form of videos. I express my gratitude. Let's suppose if I was doing a job and if one of the peon or office boy was doing something good for me, maybe he is bringing a water bottle for me, I used to record a 1 minute video or 2 minute video and just express gratitude for that particular moment. And I used to upload that on YouTube, upload that on my blog, and that's where I started blogging. I had no clue about domain, I had no clue about hosting, but I started with iamtheonlinemastermind.wordpress.com. Yes, it seems funny, but that's how I started. Then I started learning what is a domain, what is a hosting, and I booked my first ever domain, which was imeandyouareawesome.com, which is no longer available right now. It is inactive. But yeah, that's how I started. And then slowly and steadily, as the platform came into picture, I started following various different people like Bob Proctor, Seth Godin, then plenty of other people. And currently I'm following like Gary Vaynerchuk. I'm sure if you're watching this, like most of the people might be knowing him. And yeah, whatever he says is 100% true when it comes to content. So I keep on following that. And that's what my tagline is: learn, apply, share. I keep on learning every single day. I keep on applying that something new which I have learned every single day in my life. And I keep on sharing that something new which I have learned and applied in my life with other people. So that's how I got this idea. And I have been creating content, and that's how now a little bit of Digital Prateek is coming out, which like the thing which I want from Digital Prateek, definitely it's gonna come in next 20 years. Currently I'm 30, I just turned 30 on 22nd March, but like I'm super patient for the things which I want in my life. With that being said, this is Digital Prateek, your podcast host, signing off. I'll see you later.